This message is reverence. And I want you to think about that word for a little bit. Reverence. In our society, what do people reverence anymore? And is that a forgotten word to show reverence? Think about that word for a minute. Reverence. What does that word actually mean? It's an attitude of deep respect and awe. It's like recognizing there is something that is greater than who I am. There is an authority bigger than me that I need to what? Respond to. Reverence. An attitude of deep respect and awe. One way that we can see how reverence is being lived out is reverence doesn't just sit in the heart. Reverence is an outward manifestation of deep respect and awe. So if it's truly seated in our hearts, it's something that's going to be living out in our actions and in our steps. And I want to share a story with you of what happened just outside these doors a number of months ago. I was outside in the parking lot, and there were two guys that, to me, I don't know if this was legit, but it just appeared this way, that they were moving through the city. They had their backpacks and looked like they were just kind of on a journey. And I don't think their home was here. And as they were walking, both of the guys were smoking cigarettes. Now, you know how the church feels about cigarettes, right? Why do we pick on people that smoke cigarettes? I don't know. Well, I know this. We want our bodies to be protected, and smoking cigarettes really isn't really healthy, is it? Well, also eating that extra piece of apple pie can also be an issue as well. But we pick on the cigarettes, right? We pick on the cigarettes. Well, as they were walking, one of the guys was walking on the sidewalk, and he was smoking a cigarette on the sidewalk. And the other guy came through the parking lot entrance and was walking on the church grounds. And all of a sudden, I noticed the guy on the sidewalk say, man, no, don't do that. And I'm like, what's he doing? He says, don't disrespect God's church. And I was like, whoa, these are young guys. Don't disrespect God's church. Get back up here on the sidewalk. And I got so ticked, I said, we're going to see a fight. And the guy was, oh. And he went and got on the sidewalk and went walking down. And my response to that, thank God, there's still a little reverence going on, right? And I know you say, well, that could be just shallow. No, well, first of all, if it ain't happening somewhere, I'd rather see it happen a little bit on the outside and a whole lot of other stuff going on here than it not show up anywhere. If you understand what I'm saying. But at the same time, now I got to be careful on this one. We have trees out here on the side. And we have a business nearby that is a smoke-free zone. Okay? You cannot smoke anywhere on that property. And you got a lot of employees that what? They need that nicotine fix. And at that same time, when those guys were walking through, under one of our trees was a grouping of about three employees smoking their cigarettes up under the tree, getting that smoke break. And, you know, over the years, I was like, you know what, I don't want smoking happening on the grounds. So will you put that out, please? I don't want smoking happening on the grounds. I don't think it's a good testimony. But, you know, I was trying to be cautious about not, you know, just kind of weighing through. And I would talk to these people from time to time. And one day I said, walk over there to that tree. And I walked over to the tree, and I lost count. There was probably 300 cigarette butts all under the tree. What happened to me? I got a little upset. I was like, okay, using it, but just what? Throwing it right down on the property. The opposite of reverence. So now they meet across the street in a smaller shade tree. But reverence is not only an attitude that lives deep within our hearts, if reverence for God is there, there will be outward manifestation. And let me just make it real plain. Reverence is not old-fashioned. Reverence is vital if we're going to go to the places that God wants us to go. What's another way of saying reverence? Another way of saying love. If I love God at the standard that He desires, how can I not reverence Him, have deep respect for Him, and tremendous awe for His power and what He wants to accomplish in my life? His voice, His authority. And what does that love look like? God tells us how He wants us to love Him, and I see reverence all in this. Love God with all your what? Heart. Not a part of it, but all of it. Love God with all your soul, all of your emotions, the deepness of who you are. And not only that, but with all your strength. It's not when I feel like it. It's just my strength is given to reverence unto God, respect and awe. And then here's where it gets a little tricky. Love does not live in word alone. Love lives deep in the heart, deep in the soul. It is manifested with all our strength, but it lives also in our mind. And here, that word reverence, it may be something that has been distant from us for a long time because we live in a world that is, what? Say it. Void of reverence. There's not a lot of respect going on in this world. And one way, well, I want to be careful on this one. Reverence is actions of honor. It's like, God, you matter. You matter tremendously, and when I think of you, I pay attention. I show respect. And then here's a question for us today. How do you give reverence to God? I want you to just practically think about how you give reverence to God. List how your day went this week. And in what ways, if someone asked you, how do you show reverence to God? What would be the actions of that? And I want you to really think on that for a minute. One might have been this. The way I wanted to go in that situation, the words that I wanted to say in that situation, I chose the words that God wanted rather than what I wanted. Why? Because I reverence God. I'm not going to bring shame to Him by not listening to what His voice is telling me. So instead of cursing someone out, I bless them and ask God to help them see rather than me try to make them see. It's a big difference. And I'm speaking to myself, how did you show reverence to God this week? What was different about you than your neighbor that doesn't know God? What was different? How did you show reverence in your heart, in your soul, in your strength, and in your mind? For without reverence, we dishonor God. We live ignoring his rightful place in our lives. Reverence matters. You know, it used to be, I remember as a kid, when you walked into church, I said, whoa, God, this is God's sanctuary. And I remember as a kid walking in, I don't know if it had something to do, we had like this 30-foot stainless steel cross that you stared at when you walked in. It was intimidating, 1960 style. But when you went in there, there was a countenance difference, right? And you knew when you walked in those doors, there was a different countenance that you needed to have. Why? Because you showed what? Reverence. Now, have we gotten more intelligent now where God lives in my heart and he doesn't live in a building so I can, you know, act however I want in the sanctuary? Is that rising us up higher? And we do know this, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. And how much more should we show reverence to him? But is that an antiquated word? Is that a word that should be removed out of the dictionary? Or is it a word that should really not even be in our lexicon? Should we just remove it from our lives? Of course not. Reverence matters. And one way that we see that in Revelation chapter 2, verse 3, that's going to be our focus today. The letter to the church in Ephesus that Jesus spoke through the Apostle John, he's saying, church, these are the things that I celebrate in your life. And again, why is it preserved for our hearing today? Because it matters in our lives. These letters to these churches are as critical today as they were then. And here we see a picture of reverence. Jesus says this to the church in Ephesus. I know you are enduring patiently. That's a revisit on that quality. We've touched on it before, but this is a restatement of it. I know you are enduring patiently and bearing up for, say that with me, my namesake. And you have not grown weary. He says, I know, Ephesus, you are enduring patiently. Ephesus, because you reverence me, you honor me, you're still in the race. You haven't quit. You're continuing to run. And not only are you continuing in the race, you're doing it patiently. Because the things that you want to see happen aren't happening. But guess what? You're still what? Enduring. How many people have come to Christ and set their path saying, I'm going to trust in you, God. And then life didn't go their way and they what? Left. Just gave it up. That's not reverence, is it? I remember years ago I worked as a, they wouldn't even call me a carpenter's helper. I was a laborer. But man, I learned a lot. I learned a lot. And there was a guy I worked with. He was a precious guy. He was unchurched. But I remember one day he came to me and he says, I want you to pray for me. And I said, well, hey, that's encouraging. I was just a young guy. And I said, what can I pray with you about? Pray. And I'm like, man, that God approves the mortgage that I want. My wife and I are getting ready to buy a house. And I'm like, well, you know, that's not a bad thing. And he went on to tell me, he says, I bought a dress shirt this week. And this guy, I love this guy. He was cool as could be. And he had like a Fu Manchu mustache going on. Just a great guy. And he went and bought a dress shirt, which that wasn't his style. And the reason why he bought a dress shirt, because he wanted to go to church because he wanted to show respect to God so that this mortgage would what? Get approved. Now, I would like to tell you the whole story, and I don't know if that mortgage ever got approved. I think maybe it did. I think it did. But you don't show reverence to God to get something out of it, do you? You know, you don't. We're tempted to. We want God sometimes to be our genie, but we know that's not God's plan. He's our perfect heavenly Father, knowing everything that's just right for us. Better than a genie. A lot better than a genie. Can you imagine if your wishes came true? But enduring, staying in the race, regardless of what is coming, patiently trusting in Christ, having reverence in Jesus by staying in the race. See, we stay in the race and we show reverence to Jesus because we trust him. How many of us this week wanted just to quit? Give up? Somebody say, yeah. But you didn't, did you? Because you trusted in Jesus. And your trust showed honor to Jesus. And it showed that you have reverence for him. You know that your actions can be the opposite of reverence to him. If we step out of trust in him, how beautiful it is to honor Jesus. See, trusting God more than our circumstances. That's what I want to do. Because right now, I don't like our circumstances. I don't. Don't like them one bit. But I still want to trust God. I don't like the arrangement right now. I don't. But that's okay if we keep trusting in Jesus, right? I would think this way. If we are in the last days, which I believe the shift has happened and stuff is going to ramp up, not ramp down. That's just my personal opinion. You don't bank on that. You trust God and you hear. But I think things are wound up very tight. So if I was God, which I'm not, and you say, I know that. I would say, you know, the last, you send in the troops that can handle it for the fury of the battle, right? I would put in the soldiers that would be able to endure patiently. Because when circumstances get to where it is hurting us and not of our liking, only the faithful soldiers are going to stay in the battle. Only the runners that are committed are going to run through the pain, right? And right now, God has chosen this generation, whether he's coming in 200 years or coming in 7. He says, I say, you're able because I have made you able. I have risen in you a mindset that will not be distorted by the minds of irreverence for me. And you're going to see through it. You're going to perceive through it. You're going to trust through it patiently because you have reverence and trust and honor in Jesus. Let's go now to this part. Not only are you enduring patiently, but you're bearing up for my namesake. Church in Ephesus, I see what you're doing. You're hurting. There's a lot of stuff happening that you could use as a reason just to walk away and to give up. But instead of giving up, you're what? Bearing up. You're getting stronger through this. You're holding on through it. But you're not doing it for pride's sake. Now, how many people have hung in there just simply because of self-pride? But no, that's self-pride will only take you so far. And how many people, because of self-pride, ended up in the grave? Right? But when we do it for his name's sake, He celebrates and delights in that. And when you do it for his name's sake, that devotion unto him honors Jesus. That reverence for him that's manifested in devotion honors Jesus. And then we see this reverence for Christ allows this power to come in us that gives us the ability to show him reverence, not just for him, but through him. And there is no battle that we will face as the body of Christ that Jesus isn't able to give us strength through. None. Even if they come chast through those doors and they say, you will not gather. And if you gather, you're going to go to jail. You know what will happen? There'll be people that will say, for the sake of Christ, I will stand. For the sake of Christ. When the day arises and the government says, if you want to buy, sell, or trade, you got to have this in your body. And Jesus is going to rise up because we give reverence to him. It won't be our strength, it'll be his strength, and say, no, 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 no. And you know, I think sometimes God, before things happen, God allows us to witness. You know how much I love object lessons, right? And Jesus loved object lessons. Well, I believe there's an object lesson going on right now. You can't go in a store unless you got a mask on, right? You can't go to school unless you got a mask on, right? You can't go into public buildings unless you have a mask on. Right? And somebody sent me something the other day that said, what is going to be the next thing that the government says we can't do unless we say, yes, sir? What? Now, don't get me wrong. Each have their own liberty to wear a mask. And some people feel better with a mask. And that's fine. But some people, what? Don't feel better with a mask. But when the government comes and says, reach out your hand, and this will be placed upon you, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that the Holy Spirit has told us that is the mark of the beast, God will give us willingness to say, it don't matter if I can't go to Walmart. For me, this is going to be a hard one. You can't get on that plane without a what? Mask. You can't get on that plane without that mark. You can't work without that mark. But here's the thing. Reverence will rise up in Christ, for Christ, through Christ. And we will say, no, no, no. Not going to allow my faith and my trust in God to cause me to trust in an authority higher than God. I give reverence to God and to God alone. There's a lot going on in our world right now. And it would be real easy for us to lose this next part. Verse 3. Church in Ephesus, I've been watching you. I've been walking among you. I see you. And he says this, and you have not grown weary. Let's look at that again. And you, church, have not grown weary. Now let's look at that with all honesty. And don't answer this, because you might be on camera. All right? Have you gotten weary lately? Don't answer. Have you gotten weary lately? And some super Christian would say, never. Never weary. Right? Man, I'm glad you got that kind of energy. But I'm telling you, we get weary, right? And that's all right. We say, Pastor, you're preaching against the word right now. No, no, no. We get weary, but we must not grow weary. There's a difference. The difference is this: having a life that is seated in defeat rather than seated in victory. See, weary days are going to come, but we don't stay in that weariness. We don't build in that weariness. We cast off that weariness with the mind of Christ and say, Lord, I am tired. Jesus got what? Weary. And it's seen throughout Scripture. But he did not grow in his weariness, meaning he did not let weariness, the mindset of being weary, lead him. We see this. If the mind of self and the flesh is that which we seed ourselves in, we will grow weary. But if we have the mind of Christ, we will have the mind of victory regardless of what comes, even our death. And I just want to encourage you in this. It's okay to get tired. It's okay to get dry at times. But it's not okay to stay and grow in that direction. We learn from that. And then our rejection to quitting honors Jesus. You know how many times you were at the door saying, that's it, no more, I'm done, forget about it. And it was seated in your mind, seated in your heart, seated in your strength. It didn't get seated in your steps. Because God came in at the right time and said, no, no, no. You are my child. You are sheep in my flock. And you will continue to follow your good shepherd. You will continue to trust in me. And you're not going to leave the fold. Now, for some of us, and I say all of us, if we want to be honest, we've run. Right? We've run away. But by mercy and grace, he brought us back to where he wanted us to be. Because weariness is a shepherd. It's the wrong shepherd, but it is a shepherd. And it will lead us into attitudes and actions that defame the heart of the one that we should give reverence to. And that's not why we were created. Our rejection to quitting honors Jesus. Do you want to honor Jesus? When you're weary, hang in there. When you're weary, continue to trust in him. Continue to get around his voice so that you hear his message to you, his voice. And you're going to be all right. Man, I'm thinking about what's coming. What's coming? Oh, I'll be honest with you. If they lock me up, I'm claustrophobic, so y'all really, really be praying for me. But what's coming? It's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Reverence that endures. Anybody can be a Sunday Christian, right? Come in, put on that new shirt, go in, pray for that mortgage to go through. We can do that. Any of us can do that. We can dress it up for Sunday. But the reverence that God gives endures through the temptation, through the weariness, through the struggles, through the times where I don't feel like serving God. But what? I reverence you, God. Because it's not my feelings that is the authority. It's your heart, God, that is the authority. And we learn this through this first letter. And again, this is focusing on what they were doing right. Jesus walks with us. Why is it great to be in the body of Christ? Because Jesus has promised to be in our gatherings. And you say, well, the Holy Spirit lives in us. Yes, he does. But he also delights when we gather together and we know that his presence is here with us. I heard a guy the other day. You got to be careful about YouTube, right? You got to be careful. There's some good stuff on YouTube and there's some evil stuff on YouTube. And there's this trend that's going on where these Christian guys that are enlightened will pick out people that they don't like that are other brothers in the Lord, and they'll do a whole video on how sorry their doctrine is and how wrong they are. Okay? Now, don't get me wrong, the church needs to deal with heresy, but there's also a whole lot of disputable matters. But these guys, their purpose is this, to shame somebody. And I heard this one guy talking about this minister that I have a lot of respect for, that talks about, I needed to take some time to be alone with the Lord Jesus. So I took off and went on a hike in the woods so I could spend time with Jesus. And this guy's response was this. Hey, I've gone to Starbucks many times to meet with Jesus, and guess what? He never showed up. And you know what? I believe that with that spirit in him. But saying that his presence doesn't encompass our dwelling. How sad is that? And you know, I need to pray for that guy because he's missing out. And to shame someone that is giving his life to bring forth the gospel and to spend that energy and time and production to just shame him. How sad. How sad is that? Jesus is here with us right now. His spirit is alive in you, and he's walking around. He's here. He is here. He sees us. He knows us better than anyone else. Our lives are in full sight of Jesus. Everything. What does he see when he looks at us? What does he see? And then the question I'd like to ask this morning as well, what do you see about yourself? What do I see about myself? Because it matters. Because everything about us, Jesus is interested with eyes of love. Everything. There's no hidden corners. We will attempt to build rooms to keep Jesus out and step out of those rooms and call for his forgiveness, but quickly go back into that room. Even in that room, Jesus sees. What does Jesus see? What do you see? Is it devotion? Is it devotion? God, I am devoted to you with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my strength, Lord Jesus. With all my mind. What does Jesus see? Does he see honor? And what he really wants to see is true worship. Does he see true worship? You are higher than all things. So my day will exalt you, will establish in my, this fallen body that you have risen with new life. I will have the perspective that and knowledge that you are in me and you want me to reverence that, not forget that, true worship. What does he see? Does he see reverence? Does he see honor? And extreme respect for who he is. How much this world needs a respect for God. And then, as his quest that we began with, of how we inherit eternal life, meaning the kingdom of God is established in the hearts that love him with all their heart, with all their soul, with all their strength, and with all their mind. Why do we say that? Is to reveal what his love accomplishes in us. A reverence of heart. A reverence of soul. We know without a doubt this is the plane in which we relate to God in that spirit. And then we know this, our strength is only given on this earth for a limited time, and that our strength is poured out unto him and not wasted in pursuits that are not of his heart. And then the mind, oh Lord, the mind. The mind is under attack in so many lives. I think it was a 600% increase of calls to the suicide hotline through COVID. 600%. Because the enemy wants the mind. For in the mind he casts his perceptions of what he wants us to have. But we have the mind of Christ, and we love and reverence him. And then if our love was evaluated of that which we love, what would take the first spot? What would take the first spot? May it be our love for Christ. How do you give reverence to God? And how will we give reverence to God from this day forward? And though the world looks at reverence as something old-fashioned, something not needed, reverence matters. It matters so much. Honor, 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 reverence, devotion. If we can bow this morning in prayer. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Father, we know without your ability in us, we cannot show the reverence that you desire. But we also know this, that we are vessels of the Holy Spirit, the very Spirit of God, living in our hearts, saying to us that in your presence within, you have the ability to encompass all of our heart. You have the ability to give us a new heart filled with that new spirit that is alive, that soul that trusts in God from the depths of who we are. And we know without a shadow of a doubt the strength that you've vested in us by the power of the Holy Spirit within can be generated and driven towards you, led towards you is a better word. And we know without a shadow of a doubt the mind that you have given us can be filled with the mind of Christ through the Spirit of God that lives within. Let us see as you see in the name of Jesus. And Lord, when we veer and we go off that path, when we do not show the reverence that you desire, the convicting power of the Holy Spirit alert us. This is not of God. This is not an action that I've called you to. We say, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, arise in reverence to him. Can we stand in honor of him today?